Blog Talk Radio.
Deuteronomy 48:68. And Yah shall bring you back into Egypt with ships, by a way of which I said to you, you will never to see again. And there you shall be sold to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one survived.
Never what they seem. Let me tell you what I mean. They got a mind to set in thinking they're the chosen. But if you pay attention, you will have comprehension of what is really true. Check the scriptures. Now if you read the book of Deuteronomy, then you will see that they don't have no history. But what is written, it speaks of a people, you and me, and all the things we're going through. We are Hebrews, we are the Israelites, we have no religion, this is our way of life. We are Hebrews, we are the Israelites, we have no religion, this is our way of
Yael. We are coming out, and tonight we are again coming through Blog Talk Radio program. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. And so today we're going to be talking about the handwriting on the wall, okay? And that's where we're going to be going. And I'll tell you why I chose this as we proceed in this study here tonight. But right now we have it's me, myself, Elder Yael, and of course we have Elder Eber. All right. Tonight we don't have Elder Yael with us now because he is obligated on something he has to get done, get taken care of. But we expected to have him back on next week. All right. So again, we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, and we welcome you for tuning in with us here tonight. And we just hope that you've been blessed by Yah's word, because that's what we're going to be speaking about, Yah's word. We're going to be looking into Yah's word tonight, and we just pray that you'll be blessed, okay? I know I love hearing the word of Yah. Yes, and it's always a blessing for me to hear Yah's word, especially now because of the way things are going on this earth now. And it's so close to that time for the Hebrew Israelites in this sentence that this nation has been sentenced under, that 400-year confliction as being a servant. And so, and we are also, the worst part of it is we're in the land of our enemies, you see. So now, since we are at the end of that particular sentence, we're going to just continue to praise Yah and lift him up as much as we can. So without any further ado, I'm going to let Elder Eber come on up and read the scriptures tonight that we have chosen for this day. Okay.
Shalom, Elder Yahya, Toda, Toda, Toda. Family, tonight's scripture reading will be taken from Daniel 5. I'll be reading 5 and 6, and it's read. At that moment, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the sovereign palace. And the sovereign saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the sovereign color changed, and his thoughts alarmed him, so that the joint of his hip were loosened and his knee knocked against each other. In the reading of Daniel 5, 5 and 6. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah to the elder for that scripture reading. Hallelujah. Again, we say welcome. Welcome to the elders' speak show, blog talk radio program tonight. And I told you I was going to tell you why we have chosen this particular subject tonight, the handwriting on the wall, because I just happened to be laying up asleep, and it was morning really, and just before I was going to be getting up in a few minutes, and I fell asleep, and during this sleep. I noticed we were out, and it was a few of us together, and we wound up on a porch, okay? And this porch, the deck of it was raised. You know, it wasn't no porch that was flat on the ground. It was raised up a little bit, and it looked like we may have been, doing some kind of just a gathering, speaking, and we may have been doing some barbecuing or something like that. I don't remember any smoke or anything, but it was that kind of type of coming together. And I noticed when I looked up in the air, something caught my eye. I looked up at first, and I said, wow, what's going on? I saw it was a hand that was in it, and it was a gray hand, and it was in gray cloud. But as when I first looked, there was a darker cloud just kind of came over it. And I couldn't see it for a few seconds there. And so I continued to look, you know, because I knew it was still there. It's just that the cloud that had covered it from us being able to observe it was kind of moving on to move out from under it so that I could see it again. And next thing I know, there it was, sitting up there, this hand, but it was balled up like a fist, you know. And I said, wow, I was observing it. And as I was looking at it, I noticed the fingers started moving on the hand as though the same direction they would be moving if you were using your hand to type something on a typewriter, you know, or on a computer or something, you know. The fingers was just kind of moving up and down, you know, and one after another, just, you know, like they were typing something. And as it was typing, as I was looking at this, then the next thing I noticed, the hand itself was open up. It started to open, you know? Yeah. And I said, think about it, this hand was gray, and it started to open up. And once it started to open up, okay, because this dream was very short, all of a sudden that's when I kind of woke up. And I said, wow, you know, what is this? You know, what is this meaning? What is the meaning of this, you know? So I was inspired to say, okay, I'll tell you what, I do know that we see where a hand that Yah sent down to write on the wall during the time of Belteshazzar, you see? And we're going to go to that, you know, just to look at this. I want to observe it, make sure, you know, if I can find some meaning just by looking at the word of Yah, you know. And sometimes it takes me a little bit before I can actually get the full understanding of my dreams. But eventually it will come to me. Yah usually does that for me. And so I've just been praying, and so far right now I haven't came to a conclusion what it really means yet. But I think Yah is bringing it in focus as I continue on and contemplate, you know, meditate on what he showed me. So hallelujah, hallelujah. So that leads me, take me right on over here to Daniel chapter 5. I want to kind of look at that and see what was taking place here, you see. Maybe we can learn a lesson from this study here so that we don't make the mistake that we see Belshazzar done made here, okay? Because when he saw, after he saw the hand and everything, we know, we read on in the scripture, we'll see exactly what happened to him, you see? And that was sad for him. And so that's why it's best for us to always keep our eyes on Yah continually to make sure we do what he's been telling us all the way through his word, to guard his laws and his commandments. You know, you see that all the way from Genesis to Revelation. You know, guard my laws. In other words, pay close attention to my laws and my word, okay? Don't take nothing in there for granted, you know, because this is important. This is your life, your wisdom, your everything, okay? So that's why we make sure we don't want to get out here and forget and call out and find ourselves stumbling over the word, you see? All right, so if we look at, I'm going to start with verse 1 in the book of Daniel, chapter 5. And it says here, Belshazzar, the sovereign, made a great feast for 1,000 of his great men and drank wine in the presence of the 1,000. Okay? Now, while tasting the wine, Belshazzar gave orders to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father, Nebuchadnezzar, okay, had taken from the sanctuary which had been in Jerusalem, okay, during the time that they were brought into captivity under Nebuchadnezzar. There it was. Nebuchadnezzar also brought the set-apart vessels that was used in the sanctuary for holy purposes. These vessels was never to be used as common, you know, as a common something that you can pick up and drink anything out of it, utilize it any way you want. And so obviously, Belshazzar, he had forgotten that, you know, he had forgotten. And it goes on to tell you here, okay, it says here that the sovereign and his great men, his wives, and his concubines could drink from them, okay? Then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the sanctuary of the house of Yah, which had been in Jerusalem, and the sovereign and his great men, his wives and his concubines, drank out of them, okay? In other words, they had no respect, you know, for what these vessels meant, okay? What the purpose for these vessels was. They didn't have any respect. Apparently, they had, if they ever knew at this point, they had forgotten. Okay? And in fact, they didn't care because they were drinking that stuff, you know. And a lot of times, wine or whiskey or whatever it is, it just play with your mind, you see? Yeah, because once it gets into your body and, you know, it gets mixed into your nervous system, too, then you get kind of start to missing neurons in your brain firing like they're supposed to, you see? And this is what had happened to Belteshazzar. Now, it says they drink wine and praise the god of gold and of silver, of bronze, of iron, of wood, and of stone. You see? This is how carried away they had became. You see? Totally, completely, it was just, that wasn't even on their mind. You know, they had lost it, lost all conscious and awareness of what Yah had made these vessels for. Okay? At that moment, right there, here it is, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the sovereign's palace. And the sovereign saw the part of the hand that wrote. Wow. Then, this point, see? Then the sovereign's color changed. You know, it changed. And his thoughts alarmed him, so that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. You know, that had to have been a frightening situation for him. You see, it was a frightening situation. And, I like to just kind of look at a verse over here in the book of Psalms 40, verse 12. For innumerable evils have come. This is one thing what David wrote. He said, because, he kept it aware. He didn't forget. You know, he always kind of made sure he watched himself. Okay? And so this is what we got to do today. Because David, this here, the psalmist writes, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. You see? So this is something that Belteshazzar, you know, he couldn't realize. If he could have thought about this before he, you know, allowed himself to get drunk and carried away with the wine or with the celebrate, with the worshiping of his God, the gods of gold, you know, and silver, and iron, bronze, you know, wood and stone too. You see, that was so far from Yah's laws, his commandments, you see? And so, and the thing about this, what I'm looking at this, when I look at this and I see what really happened to him, it said the sovereign called loudly to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the diviners. The sovereign spoke and said to the wise ones of Babel, whoever reads this writing and shows me its interpretation is robed in purple, and has a chain of gold around his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the reign. You see? He's ready to just give up as much as he could, as, you know, whatever he could, pay the highest price, you know, for somebody to explain this. But one thing for sure, he may have not have been able to read it, but he knew for sure there was something that was against him that he knew he had no control of, and he couldn't do nothing about it at that point because he was so scared, you see, so frightened. And so all the sovereigns, wise ones, came, but they were unable to read the writing or to make known its interpretation to the sovereign. Okay? Then Sovereign Belshazzar was greatly alarmed, and his color changed, and his great men were puzzled. And now the sovereigness, though, okay, because of the words of the sovereign and his great men, came to the banquet hall. And the sovereigness spoke and said, O sovereign, live forever. Do not let your thoughts alarm you, nor let your color change. There is a man, okay? See, and when I look at this, and she said, there is a man in your reign, in whom is the spirit of the set apart Yah. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the mighty ones, were found in him. And sovereign Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the sovereign, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and diviners. You see? And so when I look at this, I have to look at what the scripture says over there in John. I think it's chapter 24 and verse 22, or John chapter 4, verse 22. Because I always repeat this particular message in my head all the time, because it tells us that, just look at it real quick. You worship what you do not know. See, they was worshiping the god of gold, the gods of iron, the gods of wood and stone, you see? They didn't know what they were worshiping, and there they had the set-apart vessels from the sanctuary out of Jerusalem. Here they are praising these things that they didn't know nothing about what they was worshiping, and they were using the Yah's vessels, you know, and was praising that stuff with Yah's vessels in their hands, you see? Yah tells us over here, John, you worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. See, the Israelite man that they call, see, the sovereign wife, queen or whatever she was, she knew, and that tells us, kind of give me a hint that maybe he also knew at one time until he got himself drunk, you see? And she said, it says, because the salvation or the deliverance is of the Yahudims, the Hebrew, the Israelites, okay? So Yahushua told us that salvation is of the Israelites, because he knew he was an Israelite himself, you see? And so he let the world know salvation is of the Israelites. No matter what you think and what's in your head, what you're doing, you can't get around that. All right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me. Yahushua was talking, see? And so that's what I'm saying here. And this is something we got to keep in mind before we allow ourselves to get carried away out there drinking and getting drunk, losing our sense of reason, you know. We got to stay close to Yah, all right?
Okay.
He says, because an excellent spirit, knowledge, and understanding, interpreting dreams, and explaining riddles, and solving difficult problems were found in this Daniel, whom the sovereign named Belshazzar. Now, let Daniel be called, and let him show the interpretation. In other words, you got to get a man of Yah, one of his servants, one of his children, in order to understand this. You know, can't none of those people out there, your wise men, your servant, whoever they are, they won't be able to show you nothing about this, okay? Because this is from the Most High, and we got one of his children right here in our captivity. He's the only one that will be able to break this down to you, all right? So Daniel was brought in before the sovereign, and the sovereign spoke and said to Daniel, "Are you that Daniel who is one of the sons of the exile from Yehuda, whom my father, the sovereign, brought from Yehuda?" Okay, are you that one? Are you him? You know, and I think Daniel, I believe old Belteshazzar, he already knew, you know, but he wants to kind of, but Daniel's going to remind him too, all right? And he said, "I have heard of you." Yes, see, he had heard of him, that the spirit of Yah is in you. And I believe he had heard of this before his sovereignness brought it to his attention too. You know, he had to remember, you know, because he was the king's son, you see. And he knew what the Nebuchadnezzar had gone through, okay. And he knew why Nebuchadnezzar wound up going through the things that he had to go through. You see? And that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Okay? That's what I heard. I have heard of you, that the spirit of the mighty one is in you. And that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. And the wise ones, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known to me its interpretation, but they were unable to show the interpretation of the word. Okay? See, so this is very important here, you know, because we got to understand Yah never leaves his people. Okay? He never leaves them, and he shows us, he keeps us update as to the closeness of the time right now as we living here still in exile here in this Babylonian system, okay? We have Yah just as close to us as he's always been, as he was with Daniel, okay? As he was with Moses, as he was with all of the people in all of his people ever since, you know, from the time that he brought us out of Egypt, okay? And so we keep that in mind. Then we can have that confidence, knowing that we're not alone. That's why Yahushua said, you know, I will be with you even till the end of time. Okay? Yahushua promised that to us. And so that's why he also set it up. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst. You see? And that's another reason why it's so important. If we acknowledge him, and I like to think of it like this, if, you know, we are giving back our names. We are, you know, we're turning back to our true names because we know the names our ancestors had when they were brought over here. You know, you Google it up on Google, you can find that, you know, our ancestors had the name Yah as part of their name. That's why he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face. You see? And so, you know, that's how they realized who we were and recognized it. You see? So they had to take that away, you know, because of, you know, the fact that we had turned ourselves away from Yah and brought ourselves down to this kind of condition to be brought down like this, going into slavery and so forth. And so, We lost our inheritance. You see, we lost it, and we plunged into death, spiritual death. You know, and because of that, we wound up in, you know, losing an understanding of who we were, and understanding of who Yah and Yahushua was. That's why it was so easy for this nation to bring in a false god, you know, one of the slave masters, give him a name that doesn't even relate to Yah at all, call him Jesus, you know. We were in such plunged into so much darkness that we couldn't get it. We couldn't figure it out, most of us. And a lot of us just was sucked in by that, you see, by that lie, you know, that falsehood. And some of us, so many of our people right now today, still got that trash hanging up in their house. No matter how many times they read the commandments that says, thou shalt have no graven images, you know, you are not to bow down and worship to them, they don't even see that as being a graven image, you know. And so we just got to continually to pray, continually to teach, you know, because yesterday I went to a young man and his family, you know, and just to find out that he was really in that condition. He didn't know. He just didn't know. But thank God he was excited when he heard the word. And he wrote down scriptures that I gave him, and he promised me he was going home. He's going to study these scriptures. And any questions that he have, he could come up with, he is going to come back, and we're going to talk about it. You see? So I'm looking forward to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Elder, I tell you what, we want to finish this chapter, and if you want to pick it up there, that's fine. Otherwise, I'll
go ahead and finish and read this, Elder. I'll come with everything. Since you're doing so good with it, go ahead and finish and read it.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. And so, he says this to Daniel. Then he says, now, if you are able to read the writing and make known its interpretation to me, okay, you are to be robed in purple and have a chain of gold around your neck and shall be the third ruler in the reign. But notice Daniel. Daniel said, he answered and said before the king, let your gifts be for yourself and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing to the sovereign and make known the interpretation to him. Okay? Oh, sovereign, here he goes. He's going to show this king here what's going on. Oh, sovereign, the Most High Yah gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, a ring, you see, and greatness and preciousness and esteem, okay? And because of the greatness which he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whomever he wished to kill, he killed, and whomever he wished, he kept alive. And whomever he wished, he raised up. And whomever he wished, he made low. You see? Now, here's the deal. But when his father was lifted up, okay, and his spirit was so strong as to act proudly, he was put down from his throne of reign. And they took his preciousness from him. You see? So you could turn from Yah if you want to. You know, you forget who brought you to the point that you are now. Forget who you make that mistake. This is the kind of thing that could happen to you right now today. That's why I have to be very careful myself, you know, because Satan is just there trying to pick away to make you fall. You see? And so, in fact, it got to the point now where he is offering things to the people of Yah, some of them, especially the ones that are out there giving the word, sharing the word, teaching it, okay? Satan sent his servants out to spy you out, okay? And naturally they're going to do what they've done to the children of Israel now here in this country. Put us on some kind of watch list, like somebody has made them to be watchers. Well, maybe they are related to the watchers. I don't know, because those early watchers watching the children of Yah, the people, the creators, the ones that Yah created, you know, here on earth at the beginning, during the beginning, and these watchers was placed there to, you know, be watchers. And so they watched, I guess, a little too hard because they fell from their duty, you see, and went down and started marrying the women of Zion, the women of, you know, mankind. And so they fell. They committed a great sin, so bad that they are never allowed back into the kingdom. Only thing they got to look forward to, and that is the lake of fire, you see, and they know it too, okay? But then he says, then he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast. See, Nebuchadnezzar was brought down, you know, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys out there, and he was given grass to eat, like oxen, you know? So he fell a long ways from his throne, you see? And his body was wet with the dew of the heavens until he knew that the Most High, okay, the Most High Yah is ruler in the reign of men, kingdom of men, okay? And he sets up over it whomever he wishes. All right? And this is why I don't let myself get too carried away about, you know, the people that are in power, you know, like, for instance, this president here. Yeah, we see the wickedness. We can see things, you know. But, you know, who knows that Yah did not put him there, you know, during this time, you see? Now, especially after the things that we see is going on, you see, you know, Trump had to probably have been placed in the position that he is in for Yah's purpose to do what he has to do, okay? And then Trump just happened to be the one that he chose to place there. And so that's why, like I said, I myself be careful before I start blasting, you know, against somebody that I don't quite know exactly, you know, all of his things that he has done in his life, okay? And you, his son, now here's the key, Belteshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all this. See, that's where he got himself in trouble, because, see, he already knew. He knew what Yah had done with his father, Nebuchadnezzar, all right? Just like a lot of us, we know what has happened to some of our ancestors, you know, and we especially know what went down with the nation of Israel, you see, how we were brought out of Egypt and the things Yah did for us, blessed us, okay, gave us the land over there that he had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jacob, you see, he gave us the land, and we were there for a little bit. But we apparently grew fat, and we kicked against Yah. That's what it tells us. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 32. You see, and when we did that, you see, that was our mistake. That was our downfall. You see, that was our downfall because Yah blessed us. He said, "I will make you the head and not the tail." You see, and as soon as he giving us that opportunity to be the head, and then look what we do. You know, we turn against them. I'm going to read that just right here in Deuteronomy chapter 32, I believe. I just want to go there real quick just to show you. You see, what we need to never, not ever forget, okay? Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, he's setting us as an eagle. He watched over him as the apple of his eye. He's telling me, I'm just going to start with around about verse 10 in Deuteronomy chapter 32. It would be good to read the whole thing because that will give you a, you know, clearer understanding of where we're starting at from where we're starting at. Now, he found him in a wilderness, okay? For the portion of Yah is his people, Yaakov, his allotted inheritance. Talking about us, okay? Verse 9. He found him in a wilderness and in a wasted, howling desert. He encompassed him. He made him understand. He watched over him as the apple of his eye. You see, watched over Jacob, us, okay, our ancestors, as an eagle stirs up its nest, flutters over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, bearing them on its wings. Yah alone led him. You know, talking about how he led our ancestors, and there was no strange mighty one with him. No strange mighty one. Okay, which is Yah. And made him ride in the heights of the earth. You see? See what Yah did for the nation of Israel? He made him ride in the heights of the earth, and he ate the fruit of the field, and he made him to draw honey from the rock, and oil from the flinty rock, curds from the cattle, and milk of the flock, with fat of lambs, you see, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the choicest wheat. And you drink wine, the blood of the grapes, okay? But, look what it says here. But, this verse 15, Yeshurun grew fat and kicked. Yeshurun is a poetic name for Israel, okay? That's what it is. So it's talking about the nation of Israel. Grew fat and kicked. You grew fat. You grew thick. You are covered with fat. So he forsook Yah. You see what I mean? Our nation. Who made him. You see what I mean? And scorned the rock of his deliverance. That's what we, our ancestors, did. They moved him to jealousy with foreign matters. With abominations, they provoked him. You see, they slaughtered to demons, not to Yah. You see that? They turned from Yah, the most set apart one, you know? And that's so we can't really blame nobody else but ourselves when it comes down to this. Mighty ones they did not know, you see? And that's what's upsetting right now when we see our people today still worshiping mighty ones they don't know nothing about. You know, this God, this Jesus, you know, this Lord, this Allah, you know, things that we know nothing about, you know. We got to understand that. We got to realize that we got to turn back to Yah, okay? You neglected the rock who brought you forth. You forgot the mighty one who fathered you. And Yah saw and despised it. You see what I mean? Because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. See, that was hurt, you know. It's like we broke his heart, you know. After all this he has done for us, and our eyes was wide open. And he said, let me hide my face from them. Let me see what their end is, okay? For they are a perverse generation, children in whom there is no trusting. They made me jealous by what is not mighty. They provoked me with their worthless matters. But I make them jealous by those who are no people. You see? So that's the first I'm going to go over there. But, you know, just understand it. When we see, you know, we see what can happen when we turn away after we have known Yah, you know? And back to Daniel chapter 5, verse 23. And you have lifted, here you go, Daniel, Belteshazzar. And you have lifted yourself up against the master of the heavens. And they brought before you the vessels of his house, and you and your great men, your wives, and your concubines have been drinking wine from them. And you have praised the God of silver and of gold, of bronze, of iron, of wood, and of stone, which neither see nor hear nor know. Okay? But the mighty one who holds your breath in his hand and owns all your ways, you have not made great. See, so that's what I'm saying. We got to acknowledge Yah in all our ways, okay? We can never make these mistakes that we see here, okay? That's, and these things was written down for our learning, okay? I mean, we would do good. We would do great by, you know, taking hold of this, looking at this, and making sure that we don't make these mistakes, okay? In verse 24, it says, then the part of the hand was sent from him, and this writing was inscribed. And this is the writing that was inscribed. Here we go, Belteshazzar. Nini, nini, tiko, you frost in. Okay? Now, this is the interpretation of it, each word. Nini, Yah has numbered your kingdom, your reign, and put an end to it. It's over. You threw Belteshazzar. It's all over for you. Tiquel, you have been weighted on the scales and found lacking. See, we don't want to come up on judgment day and we be found lacking. You see? Before the throne, the judgment, throne of the judgment. Paris, your reign has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Okay? So it's over for you. You no longer have a kingdom ever, from now, never again. Then Belshazzar gave orders, and they robed Daniel in purple and put a chain of gold around his neck, and they proclaimed concerning him that he is the third ruler in the reign. But listen here, here we go. In that night, that very night, Belshazzar, ring of the chasm, he was killed. It was over. He died that night. Okay? And the Darius, the Mede, took over the reign, being about 62 years old. So there we go. There we have it, all right? So this is for our learning, and I thought this would be a good, you know, especially after Yah showed me this dream, this hand in the sky, you know, in the clouds. You see, this kind of let me know, who knows how close, you know, who knows who's being judged? Who knows what the hand is writing saying? Because I didn't see it in writing in my dream. I just saw it, you know, writing something. You see, it was like it was typing something. And, you know, it wasn't no letters or anything that I was able to read. But at least I could see something is going on. Somebody's in. Somebody's ready to be maybe possibly destroyed forever, never to have a kingdom anymore. You see? And I know, you know, Yah told Abraham his seed will be here in this land, in the land of their enemies for 400 years, and we see the 400 years is over. You see? After August 20th, August, somewhere along that, That completes it all, you see. The 400 years that we were brought over here, you see, Israel would have served their 400-year sentence for being over here, afflicted, a servant, okay, and treated harshly, bad, you know. And so that time would have expired, so I'm saying let's get together, let's come together, let's hold tight, let's hold on to Yah, and let's don't ever turn away from him, because a few of us are being blessed, you know? And don't let that blessing, Satan, don't let Satan trick you with the blessing you're receiving from Yah, because that's what we got to be careful about, because he's out to do it, trying to get you, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah, Elder. Let you come on up.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah, Elder. Beautiful, man. This story in Daniel with Belshazzar and his dad there, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, is a beautiful one. And it's a learning lesson and something to really look into and see how we can walk away. You know, from Yah. And we can go ahead and do things that we're not supposed to do, like when they're going to the temple and they remove the vessel.
Holy vessel.
The vessel, and they drink and use the vessel when they're not up the temple. And not only that, mm-hmm. they do that, but they give the praises to their gold and God and their silver and their bronze and their iron and wood of stone mm-hmm. instead of giving the praise to the Most High. And that's at that point, they're really, you know, right on the wall because they were out of order. They was doing things that are not hard to do with these vessels.
Right.
And because of that, Yah had spoken to them with a writing on the wall. And as great as they think their men were of the world, their astrologer, the Kazdim and the diviners, that they could not interpret the writing on the wall. They didn't have no understanding what Yah was saying. And so when Belshazzar realized that his men that he owed in esteem could not interpret it, there was one among him who said they know of one who worship Yah, who is the apple of Yah eyes, who can interpret the writing on the wall. And when he come forth, although he promised him all these things, Daniel chose that, said he don't need these things that they want to give to him, but he will do it anyway. And he does that. You know, one of the things that really, in this lesson that is really so beautiful is it shows, I set up Nebuchadnezzar, the father. You know, to a point where, you know, he reigned and he had greatness and preciousness and esteem. And because of his greatness, which he gave him, all people and nations and language trembled and feared before him. You know, and he killed whosoever he wanted to kill. He put up people, he bring them down. Whatever he wants to do, he does. But when, family, when you cross Yah, thing changes. It said here that his heart was lifted up and his spirit was so strong as to act proudly. Family, when our spirit lift up against Yah, when we act proudly against Yah, he will put us down from whatever he lift us up to, whatever he provide for us, because we start to show a different side of us. We start to show a sign of the work of the devil. And we have to understand that, because we go against Yah in a way that we're not supposed to. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story that show when you start to act proudly and you start to walk against Yah, that Yah will not accept it. That's a far cry from what the churches teaches today. You know, because the church is all love, love, love. You cannot do no wrong so long as you love. But how could you love when you don't keep Yah commandment, his laws, and his statutes? He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Part of that you don't understand. Yes, still a walk around, you love, but you do away with his commandment. Where is the love? He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. So when you go against your laws, his statutes, and his commandment, you go against Yah. And that's what we want you to understand tonight, family. You know, it is so sad for Belshazzar when he was way in the balance and he found lacking. It's the same thing for you and I, family. If we're not walking according to your word, his laws, his statutes, and his commandments, we will be found lacking. And that's what happened to Belshazzar. He was found lacking because although he sees what happened to his father, he have come to do the very same thing. And because of that, he was found lacking. So tonight, as we come to your family, we want to show this side in Daniel, the things that we need to be doing and the things that we need to be watching for. Because we are living in the end time, family, time that we put together. The Bible prophecy of many events that will occur in the end time. These events can be categorized as natural signs, spiritual signs, sociological signs, technological signs, and political signs. We can look to what the Bible said about these things. And if the signs are present in abundance, we can be certain that we are, in fact, living in the end time. And we can know that we're living in the end time because some strange things is happening deep in the earth. Science baffled. When the science watch, scientists watch and see what's happening under the sea, they are baffled for the things that's happening. As the magnetic North Pole is moving away from Canada towards Siberia. I don't know if you're watching the news, but this is what's happening, family. These are end time things that is happening. It's just like the writing on the wall, no different. These are the things that's happening in this world today, that it's on the news constantly. But we chose to close our eyes. In New Jersey, passed law requiring public schools to teach LGBT history. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? That's just in New Jersey over there. They're passing law to do that. Vaccine causing infection. This flu vaccine they give you, all these vaccines they give you supposed to make you healthier. They're causing infection. They're killing us all. These are end time things, family. Well, are we watching in California the other day? Every storm, every rain, the purple storm that slammed California, the landslide, all these things that's happening. Are we watching in Brazil? A newly released video captured deadly collapse of a mining dam in Brazil. At least 121 people were killed in the tragedy, and 226 are still missing. Mexico, 6.6 earthquake in southern Mexico. 6.6. Are we watching? These are signs of the end time, family. These are signs that we cannot close or we can put aside because these are happening. You know, these things are happening. You know, there are so much natural signs that will occur before Yahushua comes. There will be great earthquake, famine, pestilence in various places, fearful event and great sign from heaven. These are things that's happening, family. Bird pangs, are we watching? Are we seeing? These are great, crazy, crazy time living. You know, we discover that many people will follow false teachers. Look how much people follow in the churches. What are they teaching them? A new age or pagan religion? These are all the stuff we're seeing, family. I know too, we are seeing rebellion against abortion, homosexual, drugs, abuse, child molestation. Evil door or imposter will go from bad to worse. These are some of the stuff that we are seeing every day. 15, 20 years ago, family, none of these was ever exposed or come aboard. Now everything we see come to the top and people is acting like it's okay. It's okay. All this Christian church embrace homosexuality. Abortion. They all do. Molestation. Right. They all do now. It's like a natural thing. Nobody have no more art. Everybody is for self. Self. These are the end time, family. It's become a selfish nation. That's all about me. Are we going to get it, family? Are we not watching? Are we not seeing what's going on? Or you get to a point where it's like a daily living, a daily life. It's okay. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not okay. It's against Yah, law, certain commandment, and his will.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go against Yah and expect to live. He's coming back against all of this, family. And he's coming back mad. He's angry of what has taken place on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
This worldly thing that goes on with Hollywood and everything that goes on, everybody think it's okay and it's great and all. It's not no great, family. You know, you're going against Yah. And you can't go against Yah and win. You're fighting a losing battle.
That's
I don't
right.
want to read a few scripture all of that, family, because once you come against Yah, you're already lost. You have already lost. You know, I don't understand that so many people in the world are all those who read the Bible. I'm still lost to see all those people worship on Sunday. Because I think more people worship on Sunday than Saturday. And all they don't understand that Yah did not set up Sunday for worship. I cannot fathom that. I can't figure that out. And it's clear in the Bible, there's nothing you can tell them that's going to change them. Nothing. Even those that eat pig, the Bible says don't eat it. There's nothing you can tell them. They're always justified. They always have some way to justify the things that they do just to go up against Yah. It's a direct disobedience towards Yah. Direct up in his face about these things that they continue to do. And they think, and at the end of the day, they want to make it. It's not going to work. I'm here to tell you. Isaiah 5 from 11 to 30. Woe to those who rise early in the morning pursuing strong drink, who stay up late at night. Wine inflames them, and the lyre and the harp and the tambourine and flute and wine are in their feast, but they do not regard the deeds of Yah nor seek the work of his hand. That sounds like exactly what happened between in Belshazzar, what Belshazzar do, right? You know, all that wine and drinking and all that thing, drinking on the vest you're not supposed to drink out, disregarding Yah and everything. The same thing I say here. Therefore, my people have gone into exile because they have no knowledge and their esteem. Men are starved, for Sheol had made itself a wide and open its mouth without laws. Their splendor and their crowd and their uproar, and he who is exalting within earth shall go down into it. A man is bowed down and mortal man humble, and the eyes of the proud are humble. But Yah of hosts is exalted in judgment and is set apart in righteousness. And the lamb shall feed in their pasture, and strangers shall eat in the waste place of the fat one. Woe to those who draw crookedness with cord of falsehood, and sin as with wagon ropes, who are saying, let him hurry, let him hasten his work, so that we see it, and let the counsel of the set apart one of Israel draw near and come, so that we shall know. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil, who put darkness for light, and light for darkness, and those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to the mighty to drink wine and brave man to make strong drink, who declare right the wrong for a bribe, and the righteousness of the righteous they turn aside from him. Therefore, as a tongue of fire devour the stubble, and the flame consume the shaft, their root is a rottenness and their blossom goes up like dust because they have rejected the Torah of Yah of Hosts. That's what I'm just saying, family. They reject the Torah, His laws, His statutes, commandments, and despise the word of the set apart one of Israel. You cannot do those things, family. Therefore, the displeasure of Yah has burned against His people, and He stretches out His hand against them and strikes them, and the mountain trembles, and their carcass is of filthy in the middle of the street. Filth in the middle of the street. With all this, His displeasure has not turned back, and His hand is still stretches out. And He shall lift up a banner to the nation from afar, and shall whistle to them from the end of the earth, and see, they come with speed swiftly. Not one of them is weary or stumbling, not one slumber or sleep, not a belt shall be loosened on their loins, nor the tongue of their sandal be broken. Their arrows are sharp, and all their bow bend their horses, whose shall seem like flint, and their wheel like a whirlwind. Their roar is like that of a lion. Their roar like young lion, and they growl and sigh prayer, and slip away with no one to rescue. And in that day they shall growl over it as with the growling of the sea. And one shall look at the earth and see darkness and distress, and light shall be darkened by the cloud. A time is coming, family. I don't think we're ready or prepared for this time. It's a time that we don't want to face, especially when we're not for Yah. It's not going to be lovely or nice for those who continue going up against Yah. And we got to come to a place in our life. We got to change our life before it's too late, family. So when it's late, it's late. It said out here in still in Isaiah 51:6, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish like smoke, and the earth wear out like a garment, and those who dwell in it die as not. But my deliverance is forever, and my righteousness is not broken. Your righteousness is not broken. Yeah, don't change, family. Whatever He promises, that He will do. His laws is such a commandment. Who do His will? He's not coming back for disobedient people. No, not at all. He's coming back for a people to live with forever. That as a people that can live together, a people that can grow together, a people that will not sin anymore. That's who Yah is coming back for, because when we enter in the New Jerusalem, sin will never prevail. Sin will be done away with, and done away with for good. All those who sin will be burned in the lake of fire. So if you are in that group, start to say, that's where you will be, and that's what will happen to you. We got to understand, Yah is not playing. Not at all. Not at all. Matthew 24, Psalm 4, read, and Yahushua answered, said to them, take heed that no one lead you astray. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they shall lead many astray. And you shall begin to hear of fighting and report of fighting. See that you are not troubled, for these have to take place, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and reign against reign, and there shall be scarcity of food and deadly diseases and earthquake in places. And all these are the beginning of birth pain. And yes, family, we are seeing some of these signs, and we've seen so much disease, so much earthquake going on. There's a lot of people that don't have food to eat either. So we are seeing these things. And all these are the beginning of birth pain, it said. Then they shall deliver you up to affliction and kill you. Our youth have been shot on in the street, family. All these evil kids, it doesn't make a difference with their hands up in the air. They're still killing them. It said, they shall be deliver you up to affliction and kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall stumble, and they shall deliver up one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise up and lead many astray. And because of the increase in lawlessness, the love of many shall become cold. But he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. And this good news of the reign shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and let the end, and then the end shall come. So when you see the abomination that lay waste, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, set up in a set of far place, you who read, let him understand. Family, you got to understand when we read, and if you don't, you got to go to Yan Sal Pray for understanding, because there's a lot going on in this earth, a lot happening, and all the signs that it point to in the scripture are there. Even the blind can hear, you know, the news with their ears. You know, if you're blind, I'll show you your ears work. So you have no excuse. Mm-hmm. You can know and hear what's going on. It's happening and happening mm-hmm. into their world. In Luke 21:5, it reads, and when these matters begin to take place, look up and lift up your head, because your redemption draw near. And he spoke a parable to them. Look at the fig tree. No, I'll go up. Sorry, I started 25 instead of I started 28. And there shall be signs in the sun and moon and stars and on the earth, anxiety of nation and bewilderment, as the roaring of the sea and as agitations, men fainting from fear and expectation of what is coming on the earth. For the power of the heavens shall be shaken, and they shall see the Son of Adam coming in the clouds with power and much esteem. And when these matters begin to take place, look up and lift up your head, because your redemption draw near. Family, we are close to the end time. We are close. And those who believe and trust in Yah, it said our redemption draw near. He's coming back for a people who's ready to go home with him, family, who have faith the wickedness, the lies of this country, what they have put us through slavery, and whip us, rape our women, kill our babies, sons and daughters, mutilate them. Yah is going to take revenge. Yah is coming back for his people, and he's going to take revenge against all those who have harmed his people. It's all here in this Bible, family. This is not my word. You know, you better be ready, because Yah is coming back serious, and he's not happy. He's not happy at all with what has taken place with his people. Yah had given us enough time for us to repent and to come back home. And he give us understanding of the things that we have done in our lifetimes. And so many of us are not willing to repent and to come back home. So many of us have taken up the things of the world and will not give it up, because it excited us so much. It excites us. We want that the world has to offer. We're not willing to give it up at this time to be safe. But when that time comes, when you step in to take his people home, at that point, you're going to realize your choice or bad one. It's not too late now to make the right choice, this family. This is the time to make the choice before it's too late. Just two choice. Either you're for Yah or you're for the devil. There's no other. Don't let them fool you. There's not a third one. Just two choice in this world, family. And if you're not for Yah, you are for the devil. It's as clear as that. And if you are for the devil, you're not for Yah. And it's not so hard to figure out which side you're on. When you go to the churches and they tell you that his laws, his statutes, commandment is done away with, it's quite clear which side you're on. Because if you're not doing as he said or as he asked for you to do, you are for the devil. Really are family. When you worship on Sunday and you to pork and decide that the Sabbath was changed from Saturday to Sunday and you are disobedient to your word and you plan to not be obedient anymore to your word, you accept the devil ways. You're worshiping the devil. You have to understand, family, there is a fine line between good and evil, but it is distinctively clear, and you can see it. It said here in Isaiah 13:9, see the day of Yah is coming, fierce with wrath and eat of displeasure, to lay the earth waste and destroy its sinner from him. Yah not taking back no sinner with him. He's not. He's done with the sinful world. All sin will be destroyed and be laid in the fire and it will be burned. There will be not sin enter into the New Jerusalem. Never will he allow that. As it said here, that he will destroy sin from it. I read it again. See the day of Yah is coming, fierce, with wrath and eat of displeasure, to lay the earth waste and destroy its sinners from it. Sinner will not be in here no more. It will be over for sin family. Definitely over. And with that, I'll bring back in Elder Yael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder. Yeah, see, that's what we got to understand. And we got it's time for us to take heed to this, you know, because, again, like you said, hey, the time is short now. And I know we've been saying this for years, you know, but when we look at the things that are taking place now, the handwriting is on the wall. You see, it's just giving it to us right clear, you know. And if we want to be saved, we got to stay on the straight and narrow path that Yahushua told us about. Straight and narrow is the way. And only a few will be on that straight and narrow path. And so as long as we accept these things and do what we can to keep Yah's laws. You know, try to make sure that if we got into sin, anything in our life that is wicked, we need to really pray about it and ask for help. Ask Yah now while it is time.
Okay.
You know, seek him while he can be found. That's what it tells us, you see? And so we don't want to be like the wicked, for instance, Psalms 10, verse 2, tell us here, the wicked in his pride doeth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. Do you imagine that? Let them be taken in the same imagination devices that they have imagined. And so, like you were bringing out, look how, you know, these people persecute us, they teaching our children these nasty things, this homosexuality lifestyle. Who would want their kids to be sitting up in some school and this is all these nasty sluts, whatever they are, to get to teach it's about some filthiness like that, you know? I don't care how they feel about me. I feel the same way about them that they claim they feel about us. You call it homophobic, whatever. You know, it's sin. And it's taking you to hell. That's where it's you. That's what's going to happen with you. Because I'm not allowing this government or anything else to try to force me to go along with this sinful life that these nasty, filthy people has come up on this earth with, you know, homosexuality, bestiality. They into it all out there, you know. And so we can't be afraid. We're just going to have to stand up. I tell you, because, you know, my kids are grown. I'm telling you. I'm glad that I didn't have to subject my children to some filth like that in the school system. Place you send them to be learning knowledge so that they can learn and understand how to grow up and be responsible adults, and you out there don't think you can do is teach some of that's why these pedophiles out there that we're hearing about and we hear it through to what's going on in the Catholic Church. It's out there in the news. You know, I don't have to be trying to accuse anybody because the junk is out there. You see, Yah is going to get revenges for that. Don't think you're going to get away with this stuff, you know. I don't care what kind of laws is on the books here. You know, if it goes against the laws of Yah, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a law. It's a bunch of BS that you concocted up for your convenience, you see. And that's what's going on out here. And so we don't have to fall for that, those lies. If it's not according to the word of Yah, you know, they can take it as far as they want somewhere else, you see, because it's time for us now. We're the children of Israel. Yah gave us the laws, his laws, okay? We're the ones that have been here, came through this slavery crap that we had to go through under these wicked Gentiles, enemies of the people of Yah. You know, we had to go through that. And so it's time now. Yah told us, you know, after that 400 years, I will judge that nation, okay? And after that, I'll bring my people out with great substance. So, you know, it's time for us to, you know, remember what Yah has said. He's going to do, you see? And let us not grow weary in doing right, in doing, you know, what is right. Let's just hold on, because the time is short. We might go through some things because he tells us to, on that straight and narrow path, there will be pressure. In other words, persecution. You see? And that's why I read this scripture here, Psalms 10:2. The wicked in his pride doeth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. You see? So you think you can persecute me just because of these me not going along with your craziness, okay? Then your revenge is just Yah. See, Yah will get vengeance, you see? And that's why I don't worry about it. I said, no, that Yah will take vengeance. And when he take vengeance on you, okay, you better remember Belteshazzar, son, you see, because he will take vengeance and you will be destroyed in a minute, second, you know? So that's why we got to stay too close to Yah, keep living, and let him lead us, guide us. Let's walk in his way, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. So elder, you know, with that being said, we can, you know, get ready to
close
on out.
Yeah, I just have one chapter to read. Yes, let me read the one chapter and then you can close out.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Hallelujah.
Okay. Yeah. John 3:16, it reads, he who believe in the Son possess everlasting life. But he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Yah remain on him. Obey, family. If you don't obey his laws, his statutes, commandments, you know, he said you will not see life. He said the wrath of Yah remain on those who have done that. If you have time, go and read John 3:36 again. He who believes in the Son possesses everlasting life. We have to believe in him. But he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Yah remain on him. Hallelujah. That's in the reading for me, Elder.
Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. So with that being said, then I guess we're going to go ahead and close it out, and we will be back on next Tuesday at the same time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. So if you have any questions, you're in the room, just point to the one on your phone, comments, anything you have, and we will be glad to speak with you, okay, and let you ask us the question that you may have for us. So hallelujah. Again, we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. Okay. So at this time, we're going to go ahead on and say shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom,
Tuesday.
Shalom.
All right.
Okay.
Please leave me with my Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, elders, so shalom, shalom, and we will do it again on next Tuesday.
Hey, shalom, shalom.
Yes, sir. Okay.